This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The United States has reported record new daily coronavirus infections, surging past 50,000 cases a day for the first time. 50,700 new U.S. cases were reported, according to a tally kept by Johns Hopkins University, as many states struggled to contain the spread of the pandemic, blamed in part on Americans not wearing masks or following social distancing rules. And in India, numbers of coronavirus cases passed 600,000 on Thursday, with the nation's infection curve rising and its testing capacity being increased. More than 19,000 new cases were reported in the past 24 hours. Nearly 18,000 people have died so far due to the virus, according to India's health ministry. Ghislaine Maxwell, the former girlfriend and longtime associate of the late accused sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, was arrested by the FBI Thursday. Maxwell faces 6 charges. She's due to appear in court later today. Epstein hanged himself in a New York jail cell last year while awaiting trial on charges of trafficking minors for sex. U.S. prosecutors are investigating whether he had any accomplices. Venezuela's opposition is claiming victory after a London judge ruled that the British government had recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as the country's president. The ruling came in a dispute over $1 billion in gold reserves that Venezuela's central bank wants released from the Bank of England to help fund the country's response to the coronavirus crisis. Sweden's foreign minister says Iran has agreed to compensate the families of the foreign victims of a Ukrainian passenger plane shot down outside Tehran in January. She says the agreement follows negotiations with Iran and the countries with citizens among the victims. Russian President Vladimir Putin is thanking Russians after a nationwide vote approved controversial constitutional reforms that allow him to extend his rule until 2036. He made no mention of the fact the changes reset his constitutional term limit, allowing him to stay in the Kremlin for 12 more years after his current term expires in 2024. Meantime, top U.S. intelligence officials briefed key members of Congress Thursday on what is known or not known about an alleged Russian plot to pay militants for attacks on American and coalition forces in Afghanistan. The White House confirmed that the CIA director and National Security Agency director would meet with members referred to as the Gang of Eight Thursday. The meeting will be the first chance for lawmakers to hear directly from veteran intelligence officials about reports that Russia was offering Taliban-linked militants bounties to target and kill U.S. and allied troops. At least 126 people were killed Thursday in a landslide at a jade mine in northern Myanmar, the worst in a series of deadly attacks at such sites in recent years. Thursday's death toll surpasses that of a November 2015 accident that left 113 dead and was previously considered the country's worst. In that case, the victims died when a 60-meter-high mountain of earth and waste guarded by several mines, tumbled in the middle of the night, enveloping more than 70 huts where miners slept. Those killed in such accidents are usually freelance miners who settle near giant mounds of discarded earth that has been excavated by heavy machinery. The freelancers who scavenge for bits of jade usually work and live at the base of the mounds of dirt, which become particularly unstable during the rainy season. In Europe, a round of intensified Brexit talks ended Thursday, with both sides warning of remaining big differences. The two sides say they are committed to continuing negotiations next week in London. The meetings in Brussels were the first held face-to-face since the coronavirus shutdown. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved new sanctions related to Hong Kong after Beijing imposed a security law that was condemned by countries around the world. The measure, which passed unanimously, penalizes banks that do business with China. Critics say China's law ends freedoms that were guaranteed for 50 years when British rule ended in 1997 and China took over under a one-country, two-systems agreement. And for more on this and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. For VOA News via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman.